Atlantis Rising, The Warriors of Poseidon, by Alyssa Day. Narrated by Joshua Swanson. Copyright 2007 by Alyssa Holiday. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Alyssa Day, care of the Axelrod Agency, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. In this island, Atlantis, arose a great and marvelous might of kings. But in later time, after there had been exceeding great earthquakes and floods, there fell one day a night of destruction, and the warriors were swallowed up by the earth, and in like manner did the island Atlantis sink beneath the sea and vanish away. Plato, Timaeus, dated at approximately 600 BC. One can hardly doubt that significant shifts of the Earth's crust have taken place repeatedly. Albert Einstein, in correspondence to Charles Hapgood, May 8, 1953. Capital City of Atlantis, 9600 BC. It was the time before the cataclysm, forced upon Atlanteans by the greed of humanity. In Poseidon's temple, in the soul of the Seven Isles of Atlantis, a group of warriors met with the sea god's high priest. He divided them into seven groups of seven and assigned each a sacred duty and an object of power, a magic-imbued gemstone. Some were to sink to the bottom of the world, shielded from prying eyes and envious lusts by the waters that nurtured them. Others were to join the lands of humans at assigned locations, all high grounds that would protect the lineage in the event of severe flooding. All would wait and watch and protect and serve as first warning on the eve of humanity.